Well, this is a continuation of a monstrous extinction already happening, so with trash music background that I lost my voice. So I'm just gonna add that my fire map. I spend the morning collecting some more news apps, which is the only way you're gonna get news. You know, my old news was mostly, I mean, since Rainbow Family of Living Light is Forest Rangers and stuff like that, as kid and stuff like that. You know, it was mainly ecology, like Trump's kind of like regulations at work. It's like, oh, nano, like you're working with nanos, which is a really big engineering thing now. And they're extremely deadly. So Trump's going to cut the regulations so workers will be exposed to these things to make, asbestos, like cotton candy. Like, if Trump gets in, Biden is very green, but he's not saying if he's going to regulate the new industries, which have dangerous, like space. Well, I mean, not that many, maybe a million before he's out. That might actually have some good. All that stuff is nanofibers and shit. Are they gonna regulate worker exposure? Like, this town has a plastic vinyl lipstick factory. If you work in one of these, which I did once, you just like PVC, man. You're just breathing in the PVC and it's in your blood and destroying your liver and your brain and your eyes hell. No problem. That's even now. They never regulated that stuff, but the nanites are like, they had asbestos, like, we don't need asbestos anymore, we got nanites. Nanofibers, nanodots, all of these things, the quantum technology, the warp core from the Enterprise is, you know, quantum technology, you know? I mean, it's, if you're a kind of scientist, you would know that quantum technology defeats the laws of physics. I know how to do it. They know how to do it. Everybody knows how to do it. So, I mean, regulations are not against the people when they're like, you know, minimizing worker exposure, public exposure. Like in the 60s, it was a big thing getting the lead out of the gas. Because it beats rain, you know? Like, I was an aluminum worker at my dad's place, and it ate my brain. That was one of the times I died. Regulations for, you know, workers' exposure and stuff, I don't think Biden has the clout to really go against the fascist corporations. He's mainly going to go against the people. Basically. But Trump is like, exterminate the people. So, you know, we got a doomsday scenario here for the people being the 70% with the 20% federal troops who work for the 10% Democrats or Republicans who work for the, well, the Republicans are 1%. Who have all the money in the world. And it's all around the world. There's different governments and different economies. Like the burning of indigenous land, which, strangely enough, Native Americans, the ones that do know, don't seem to be mentioning it. That was the topic of the show. The revolution will not be televised. Well, the guys who said that are probably the 10%, the 20% who are supporting the 10%, so they can keep getting their not televised money and survive and eat when the 70%, especially this winter when all the food was taken by the 10%, 1%, we're starving and rioting, and the kids are all bloating, and it's just gonna make, like, my offers over this. Right, the doomsday scenario, USA, that's one of my Facebook groups. Also, there's a now time frame, which is supposed to be the New Zealand is being burnt intensely. I was looking at the map as they started burning in the north to south of the Sahara, and now they're burning the last greenish parts. So they move south as they walk south and burn. And, you know, then the World Bank is doing it. The banks are doing it. They're trying to turn their soon-to-be-defunct cash, as the 70% is exterminated, into real property by taking it by force. Oh, and New Zealand, the last pristine old-growth area, is just one big red dot of wildfires. I mean, that's really disappointing. That special wars and stuff.